Well, she's just a board member, meaning she pretty much runs the whole show. Krista Jackson from Embrace Your Sisters is here with me this morning. Krista, you call yourself just a board member, but I know you got a lot going on. Tell me a little bit about what you do with Embrace Your Sisters.
Well, thanks, John. Thanks for having us. So, Embrace Your Sisters, I joined the board many years ago. Breast cancer survivor myself, did not need assistance from Embrace Your Sisters, but participated in one of their events, was asked to be on the board. I recently was the person that was handling the application process, so working with the applicants when they called in and were looking for assistance. But since then, I've moved to a different capacity of just kind of helping with all the things that go on in Embrace Your Sisters, and someone else took over the applicant part. So my finger is still in the pieces of pie that make up Embrace Your Sisters, and that's very rewarding as well.
So this is a 100% volunteer board. There's no staff as part of Embrace Your Sister. So you are the staff. What kinds of things do you have to do? Obviously, organizing the upcoming fundraiser that we're going to talk about, and what kinds of other ways are you involved to make sure EYS is involved every day?
Exactly. So we have many things. We have two signature events that we hold each year, fashion show in the beginning of May, and then this walk, Positively Pink in Pittsburgh, which is on Sunday, the 29th of September in Pittsburgh. Those are our two capstone projects that we do, where we raise the funds that come into our organization. Again, as you mentioned, we are 100% volunteer, so no paid staff. The money that we raise, and also through additional donations that generous people wish to give us, that money, John, goes right back into the hands of the applicants that need it to help with short-term financial crisis or situations where someone's been diagnosed with breast cancer and we need them to focus on their health, not worrying about paying for rent or mortgage, car payments, medical bills, cell phones, utilities, etc. So, with that being said, there's many things that keep this boat afloat at Embrace Your Sisters. Obviously, preparing for our events, it's all hands on deck for that. One of the things that is very big with our fashion show is our silent auction, so securing donations for our silent auction. Obviously, managing the process of working with our healthcare community in working with the applicants to get them into our system, into our application system, so that those applications can be reviewed by a committee. And then we are able to give funding if it warrants our ability, if we have the ability to give the funding. And then just making sure that we're out there in the media so people know who we are. We have money to give, John. And the most important thing is that we need to make sure that people know about Embrace Your Sisters. And that's what a lot of our work also is, just making sure that we're marketing appropriately and getting our events out there and having more participation and making sure that the community knows who we are.
And one of those events coming up next month, September 29th at the Pittsburgh Sutherland High School. It's the Positively Pink in Pittsburgh Walk. It's the 13th annual event.
It
And
sure is.
this is something that you've been doing right for most of the time that Embrace Your Sisters has been around. Tell us a little bit about the organization of that event, what that's been like, and what we can expect on the event day.
Okay, great. So this is, as you said, the 13th annual walk for Embrace Your Sisters. We had a little quiet period with COVID, and Embrace Your Sisters has been in existence for 18 years. This walk was spearheaded by one of the former board members who had a business in Pittsburgh. That's how it came about. And Pittsburgh has been so generous to us. The village and town of Pittsburgh has been so generous to us to allow us to still do this walk in Pittsburgh, along with the help of Pittsburgh Sutherland High School. So this walk, again, as you mentioned, starts on Sunday, September 29th at 9 a.m. So we do have an online process in place. Go to our website, embraceyoursisters.com. org, and on there you'll see lots of splashes for the walk, and you can even go under events. If it doesn't pop right out at you, go under events and it'll take you to the link. We do use another platform in order to collect registrants and allow you to participate in the walk. Once you get to that site, you can click on a button to either join a team or fundraise. And if you want to make your own team, you want to do the fundraise button. If there's a team on there you already want to join, then you want to get join the team. And then what we like to do is get any kind of group to come out and walk this 1.8 mile walk with us along the Erie Canal Path. Again, it starts at the parking lot of Pittsford Sutherland High School. If you've pre-registered, you just got to kind of check in with us the morning of the event. If you've raised $30, we give you a t-shirt. So you'd want to come over to the table and pick that up. You do have an opportunity to do a day of registration at 9 a.m. And then we kick off the walk around 10. We have some music, some balloons set up. This year, we are also going to offer a coffee truck on site. So Edgemere Coffee is going to join us. So come with your empty stomach, but bring your card or your cash and join us with Edgemere to pick up a latte, an Americano, some kind of fancy drink that you might like, hot or cold, and then take that on the walk with you while you stroll along the Erie Canal. And dogs are welcome, obviously. We love to get, again, groups together, John. We had great participation from some of our local high schools with some of the athletic teams that come together and come and join us, or just a group of family members that come together to support somebody. We've had employers pull together teams that come and walk together. So it's only, an hour, 2 hours out of your time. We're usually wrapped up by 11, 11:30, but just come enjoy the day and walk with us and support Embrace Your Sisters. Again, all that money that you raise for us through your fundraising efforts comes into our organization, but goes right back into the hands of the applicants that need it in our community. And we do serve 13 counties that surround the Rochester area.
Well, really smart move with the hot and cold drinks because it's a September Rochester day. Could be 30, could be 90, you never know. But either
Correct.
way, you're covered. Pittsford Sutherland High School, you can register embraceyoursisters.org. And I know other than the Positively Pink in Pittsburgh walk, there are other ways to get involved and donate as well. How can the community do that?
Well, you can certainly just go to our website and you can make a donation there. There's a link where you can make a donation. We do accept PayPal. You can also send us a good old-fashioned check in the mail. We welcome those also. And then, if you're interested in being involved, give us a call at 585-624-9690. Leave us a message. Again, we are a volunteer organization, so always leave us a message. Sue Ann, one of our board members, she answers that phone line, so we will get back in touch with you. We're always looking for help to prepare for our fashion show or our walk. So please, we welcome your time and your skill to help us with those events. And then, just support us at the event. If you can join the fashion show in May, buy a ticket and join us. If you can create a team and fundraise for us in the walk, go right ahead. The other nice thing that we have happen, especially in the month of October with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, John, is that we have a lot of organizations that will do fundraising as part of some kind of event for October. And then we'll select Embrace Your Sisters as a recipient of that money. So we love to get calls and support from our community members in that fashion. And we have a nice big pink check that if you have a group that is interested in raising money and donating it to us, we would be more than happy to come do a nice photo op with you, bring the big pink check, get you all in the picture, and then blast it across social media so that we can recognize your efforts and thank you for your support.
And a great example for, or a great opportunity, I should say, for businesses or organizations looking to get involved too, as you're accepting sponsors for the upcoming walk and in general. So tell us a little bit about how we could get involved in the community if we're a if we're a business potential sponsor.
Sure. The best thing to do if you're interested in a sponsorship, give us a call or visit us at our website and send us an email. Again, that phone number, John's 585-624-9690. And our sponsors make a difference. So we have different sponsorship level opportunities, excuse me, from $5,000 down, and obviously marketing your organization on the day of event and on our social media. Anything that we do with marketing, certainly an opportunity there. We'd love to explore your thoughts on that. So anybody that's interested in a sponsorship, please just give us a call or send us an email. You can find that email right there on our website,
Well, you talk
embraceyoursisters.org.
embraceyoursisters.org. You talked about the importance of word of mouth and how really the awareness is key here, and that is made possible through these events, but also through word of mouth. How else can we, as a community who knows about Embrace Your Sisters, tell our friends and neighbors about what you do and how they can get involved too?
Certainly, visit our website. The word of mouth, anything on social media helps immensely, especially if you know someone who has been diagnosed with breast cancer, is facing some kind of financial hardship because of their diagnosis. Again, our organization wants that person who's been diagnosed with breast cancer to focus on their health, to focus on their journey with their breast cancer treatment. We don't want them worried about paying a medical bill or paying for that rent because they've all of a sudden had to put gas in their car to get to the doctor's appointments. They've had to pay a copay at the doctor's office. They've had to go out of work because of chemotherapy, and now all of a sudden they're short on cash. Those are the people that we want to support. That's where our program works best. So certainly, if you have anybody that you know, and a lot of times, John, people are ashamed to have to ask for help because they've been diagnosed with breast cancer, and that is not anything you should be ashamed of. We're here to lift each other up. If you have somebody that you know that needs assistance, please, by all means, send us an email, go to our website, give us a call, let us know. We'll be more than happy to send you an application, help you get into our system so that we can certainly vet your application and figure out the best way to offer support.
That's embraceyoursisters.org for all the information to get involved and to sign up for the Positively Pink in Pittsburgh walk coming up on September 29th, the 13th annual event. Board member Krista Jackson has put a lot of this together for us and is doing great work with Embrace Your Sisters. Thank you for all you do, Krista, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, John. And we've got a big goal. We're going to set a goal of $25,000 to raise this year. So we need people to come. Bring your creative outfits, bring your family and friends, and join us on the 29th at Pittsford Sutherland.
Let's do it. Embraceyoursisters.org.